Tomo. Hello, everyone. Good to see you again. It's been a long time since we've spoken. Hello, Tomo.
お久しぶりです。帰ってきました。元気ですか、トミー。
I'm good. It's been a good summer. How about you?
うん。楽しかったですね。お久しぶりです。2ヶ月半ぶりの更新となります。ポッドキャスト番組サッカーと英語のシーズン5の開幕回です。シーズン5続いてるんですけど、昨日ね、友達にポッドキャストシーズン5もう一回始めるんだよねって言ったら、いやすごいね、シーズン5ってロストとかプリズンブレイクとかさ、あのシリーズで長いやつのシリーズになってきてますねって言われて、シーズン1とかだとさ、こう敵役の人、悪役のキャラクターがシーズン5ぐらいだともう仲間になってるぐらいですよって言われて、
I think in most shows, season one characters are now dead by season five.
ね。
And I think that's the case for us too. Our season one characters are not the same as our season five characters.
そう。だから昨日ちょっとプリズンブレイク見たくなってちょっと見始めたもんね。
Yeah. Have you watched Prison Break before?
うん。
You have? Yeah, great show.
そう。だからベリックと、なんだっけ、調べ、マホーンだ。そう。ベリックとマホーンみたいなのがもうシーズン5になると味方になってますよね。みたいな。
Interesting way to start. Well, yeah, so season five, I mean, it's pretty strange that we're still here. 4 years since we started. We started during COVID and yeah, another big season ahead. Lots to discuss. I think this season, we probably say it every year, but this season looks like it's going to be another very big football season.
番組の説明をもう少し、いつもね、前は喋ったんだけど、途中やめちゃったので、もう一回説明すると、オーストラリア出身で今大阪に住んでいるトミーと僕は静岡に住んでいて、トモが英語と日本語で毎週サッカーに関するトピックを語り合っています。テーマはプレミアリーグの話が中心で、今実際に起きていること、あとは僕が結構選ぶことが多いんだけど、トリビアみたいな話が多くて、ソックスとか、チーム加入時に歌う歌、イニシエーションとか、シャツウォーピング、シャツ交換などの話をしてました去年は。で、いつもだいたいこうサッカーのピッチの外側の話をすることが多くて、まあそれに関するニュースや、まあ英語でこう結構取り上げられている話をなるべくピックアップするようにしています。英語と日本語で語っているので、サッカーが好きで、英語に興味があるっていう人におすすめの番組となっております。週1回の更新で、金曜日でいいかな、トミー、更新予定は。
That's right, yep. We'll do the same plan as last season.
で、番組の収録時間は約30分ですので、通勤通学の隙間時間などにおすすめです。というわけで本日はフリーチャットですので、まずトミーのサマーから。
But before we start, can we maybe take this chance to say to the listeners who have been listening to this for a long time, firstly, thank you very much. We really appreciate your support. Maybe this is a good time to introduce it to a friend. Just one person. If everyone who listens to this introduces this podcast toone other person, that would be very helpful. So yeah, this would be a good chance to ask that favor from all of our listeners.
ね。なんかキャンペーンちょっと考えようかな。それね。こう、ね、紹介してくれた人のなんか、やりたいですね。ちょっと考えます、僕それ。
Yeah, but yeah, please share it with your friends. That's the best way for this program to grow, for us to be able to do this better every week, every year.The more listeners that we get, the more motivation we get, I think is the easiest way to say it. So,
ね、ポッドキャストは、こう、ワードマウスって口コミって言うんだけど、口コミで広がることがすごい多いなっていう風な感じはするので、ぜひとも実際のリアルの友達に紹介してくれると、僕は嬉しいなと思ってます。
うん。Yeah, so no script today. We're completely free chatting this one. Just as a kind of...An introduction for us too. I mean, it's hard. It feels like a long time since we recorded this. It's 2.5 months, you say, but it feels like about 6 months for me.
それね、去年のやつ聞いたんだけどね、同じこと言ったトミー。
Yeah. I bet.
うん。なんかね、休んでるとね、自分のこの一週間のルーティーンに入ってこないからさ、変な感じするよね、初めの頃ね。
That's right. Yeah. So this is the pre-season for us. We need a couple of pre-season friendlies.To get warmed up before we get really into the season.
ね、慣れないとね、結構厳しいよね、これね、いつもね、慣れるの大事なので。
Yeah. So yeah, no script.
トミーの夏、結構 Twitter、X とインスタでさ、上げてて、まあ楽しそうだなと思って。先週ね、二人でこのポッドキャスト再開のミーティングしたんだけど、なかなかすごい夏を過ごしましたね、トミー。忙しそうだったね。
Yeah, it was a fun summer. Obviously, Tottenham came to Tokyo, which was the biggest thing for me, obviously. That was amazing to see Spurs in Japan. Really, really fun. Through my involvement with the supporters club here, the supporters club in Australia, and just knowing people at Tottenham, I was able to help out with a few of the events, and I translated a few of them too, which was a very cool experience. Translating for Ledley King and Ozzie Ardiles a little bit. And then also I met Daniel Levy, Tottenham chairman, which, I mean, it's crazy to meet Daniel Levy. Nah. And I translated a little bit of a meeting for Japanese Spurs fans and Daniel Levy and a couple of other directors of Tottenham. I helped translate that meeting, which was pretty cool.
すごいよね。僕よりサッカーの仕事を夏してるなって思ったんだけど。
Yeah, but it's not a job for me. Everyone said, oh, you know, this is a job. I do it because I love it. I had so much fun doing it. Like, what an opportunity to not just meet Daniel Levy and ask him questions, but to translate for him was really, like, strange. I've never translated before like that either, so I was very nervous.
何喋ったの？会長と。
It was very, what would you say? I guess the Japanese people were quite nervous, so there wasn't, like, there were no difficult questions for him. I think when Daniel Levy did the same thing in Australia with Australian fans, and they jumped straight into the Super League, asking very difficult questions. You know, why did you join the Super League? Things like that. But Japanese was much more
polite.
I don't know what the word would be. Polite, yeah, but just, yeah, not provocative would be a good word. Just very calm, very nice. So we didn't get any secrets.
Ledley King とアウディレスはどうだったの?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool, again, to translate in front of a room of 120 people. You've obviously done it before, so you'd know. But standing there, trying to translate. Well, first of all, Ozzie Ardiles, you need a translator for his English because his accent is really difficult.
アルゼンチンの人か。そうよね。
That's right. He speaks Spanish. He speaks English very well, but he's just got a very strong accent. So it's really hard to hear it. So I only translated a little bit for them at the end, the questions. But yeah, I mean, that was Ledley King is one of my legends. And to be standing there with a microphone next to him, very, very, very lucky.
Very happy to do it. 緊張するよね。緊張するよ。僕が例えば、デルピエロのさ、通訳をやってくださいって言ったらさ、うわ、デルピエロだってなって、ちょっと、その、慣れるまで時間かかるよね。その喋り出すまでね。
That's right. And then I had a few, some of the Tottenham club people came up and said to me, oh, you know, well done, you speak Japanese. And I said, well, you don't know if I was correct or not. I could have spoken any old complete rubbish in Japanese and you'd never know, so...It's a good position to be in. You kind of control the message. But the best thing I did, not the best thing I did, but a very strange thing had happened. So we had a signing session at the hotel. So there's about 100 Japanese Spurs fans. And all of the players were sat in like a U shape around the room. And each person would go to each player and get something signed. James Maddison was next to the door. And I was on the door helping kind of manage the queue with one of the Tottenham security team.And at the end, I went up and got something signed by James Maddison. And he said to me, do you speak Japanese, do you? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, wow, that's amazing. So my Japanese was complimented by James Maddison too.
Ah, すごいですね。
Which is pretty cool.
Madison のインタビュー、ここで褒めてた時あったよね、一回ね。
That's right, yeah, when he played for Leicester.
上手に喋るっつってさ。
So that was in Tokyo and then went to Korea as well, which is a very different experience. It's more obviously about Son Heung-min rather than Tottenham. And it was fun to see those couple of games over there and experience that. But yeah, the whole time was just very, very hot.
暑そうでしたね。両方、まあ東京もソウルもそうだけど。New Jeans 来てなかった?ソウル。
New Jeans, yeah. New Jeans, is that what they call it? I have no idea about K-pop.
いや、そうよ。K-pop.
New Jeans and Twice was the other one.
ああ、そっか。Twice.
Apparently very famous. I have no idea.
やっぱ韓国の方が人気 ある?トッテナムは。
Well, that's the thing. So I wouldn't say Tottenham are popular. I'd say Son is popular.
そりゃそうか。
Son could play for any team and it would, like, he could play for Cerezo or Osaka and get the same kind of impact. It's not about the team, it's about the player. But, you know, that's not a negative thing because all of those people are buying Tottenham shirts and putting money into the club. So it was a cool experience to meet some of those.Local Korean fans too.
いいね。夏、それめちゃめちゃ楽しい。トミーのツアー ツアーですね、それね。
うん。
なんか、去年のさ、このポッドキャストで喋ったの覚えてるんだけどさ、ヨーロッパのクラブが、なんかこう、日本含めアジアでのこのプレシーズンのツアーがさ、僕はどうかと思うって話をしてたんだけど、まあ、今回ね、うまくやってるクラブもあるなっていう気はした。まあ、トッテナムも割とこう日本のファン巻き込んでいろいろやってるのも良かったなっていうふうに思うし、まあ、ソウルも合わせたのも良かったし、あとね、スュッツガルトがね、すごい良かった。あの、広島に行ったんだけど、結構こう、歴史的なことをも勉強しようっていうクラブの方向性もあったし、なんかこう、ファンとのこう交流をもっと持とうとか、こう違うアクティビティが取り組んでるのはすごい好印象でしたね。だからうまくやってるクラブも出てきてるなって気はするので、うん、面白いなって思った。
I feel like, there are a lot of teams that visited Japan this year, and I feel like a lot of the smaller teams, Stade Rennes from France, Brighton, obviously. Tottenham are a big team, but you know, compared to say Manchester City, Chelsea,yeah, it was a different kind of summer.
ね。あとね、ニューカッスルのファンがすごい多かったのびっくりした。日本にこんな1000人とか2000人規模で、大きいファンのサポータークラブがあって、しっかり歌えるっていうのはね、これは新しい波を感じましたね、今回ね。うん。
Do you know how many people went to that match? Newcastle?
4万人ぐらい入ってたんじゃない?ある国立は。
Right.
うん。
So I was very surprised.Brighton played at Kokuritsu the night before Tottenham. And then I think the night after or something like that, they played two matches, Brighton. And I think they got like 25,000 people to both matches. Tottenham got 65,000 people.
So,
and that's not a competition. I'm not saying because Tottenham, I was just very surprised. Mitoma, I thought would get, you know, 50,000 or so.
確かに。Mitoma 一人で5万人入ってもおかしくないなと思ってたけど。
I was very surprised.And looking at the Tottenham crowd, like, it was incredible how many Tottenham shirts were there. Like, in Seoul, there were people in Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Man United. Every other team was at that game or both games. In Tokyo, it was just Tottenham or a very few Kobe fans. So I was really amazed at how many Spurs fans are in Japan. It was really cool to see.
これ去年のポッドキャストで喋りたいなと思ってたテーマがあるんだけど、あのアンジェポストコグルーがインタビューでトゥーリストファンについてどう思いますかって聞かれてるやつ、インタビュー見た?
うん、yeah.
だからトッテナムのスタジアムに韓国人のファンの人がたくさん来てますけど、あなたどう思いますか、トゥーリストって呼ばれてますけどみたいな、あとプラスチックファンか、プラスチックでできてるファンって呼ばれてますかみたいな、でそれについてのインタビューの答えがとっても素晴らしくて、僕自身もトゥーリストだし、プラスチックな人かもしれない。だからサッカーはこう新しいもので循環してるのだから、それを認めないといけない。どうだろうかっていう答えをしてて、これはですね、一回ポッドキャストで取り上げてみたい言葉ですね。すごい、議論が起きてるなっていうふうに感じてるので、
There's a lot of places to go with that topic too, because obviously the pre-season tours. But then, I think we've mentioned it before, but the idea of the 39th game, Premier League season, where they'll take a match to another country.Yeah, I think maybe let's add that to our list for this season.
ね。いや、いいんじゃないですかね。トミー、なんかもう夏終わっちゃってる感じじゃないの?もうそのなんか、You finish your summer.
Yeah, yeah, now we're back into it. Yeah, the Premier League starts this weekend. Summer, I can feel it's still very hot. Like it's 36 degrees today, I think, in Osaka. But the nights are getting cooler, which is nice. So it does feel like summer is starting to come to an end.
ちょっと昨日涼しかったんでね。なんか、いよいよ終わってほしいなって気がします
ね。Yeah, it's been a brutal, brutal couple of months. Too hot. How about you? What did you get up to this summer?
僕自身ね、あんまり出てないんですよ。東京にも行ってないし、浜松で、本を制作しております。サッカーと英語の本。トミーも先週 PDF 送ったんだけど、その本が発行できるように、二人の、三人で今作ってて、中学校の英語の先生の遠藤さんっていう方で、サカフレっていうサッカーのボキャブラリーが載ってる本をすでに出されている人と、あとトミーも名古屋に一緒に行ったカズ、名古屋で今新しいサッカーカフェ作ろうとしてて、その3人でサッカーと英語の本を、絶賛作っております。内容はですね、場面ごとの英会話、入団するとことか練習、チームメイト、メールとか、でその後にボキャブラリーが来て、文法、エクササイズ、プラクティスっていう感じなので、まあ、小中学生向けには作ってるんですけど、 このポッドキャスト聞いてる人もぜひ勉強できるんじゃないかという内容になっているので、一応ですね、8月末発売を目指して作ってますんで、今日もこの後頑張ってね、書かないといけないんですよ、いろいろ。うん。
Yeah, I've seen it, as you said. It's super impressive. Like, it really high quality. I was surprised, actually, just how good it looks.
ね。僕、あれね、絵も描いてるの、トミー。イラストレーションも。
Yeah, I mean, here I've been spending 4 years making podcast art.I can't draw at all. I should have asked you to do it. I need some of your illustrations.
そう。なので、まあ今、第1弾を作ってるんですが、第5弾まで作ってですね、一応その出てくる例文をトミーと僕で音でもね、収録しようって話してるので、このウェブサイト上でもですね、そのコンテンツをね、公開して、みんなにやっていただこうかなっていうふうには思ってますので、それを夏ずっとやってます。実際にね、今、ヨーロッパにいる選手も一緒にそれ使ってくれてるのは、それはすごい自分にとってはプラスだなっていうふうに思うので。
So you're doing, as you said, like middle school students?
そうね。ボリューム5はミドルスクールの、まあ、中学校の文法をすべてカバーできる。だそれができたら割とこう、まあ、喋り始めれるんじゃないかっていうレベルのものを用意してますって感じです。
We should do a really advanced level too. Because I know we've got a lot of advanced level listeners to this program, but
確かに、ね、
like we could do something seriously difficult. It would be cool.
難しいやつ作ろうか。
Like native level kind of football talk would be great.
そうね。まあ、これ、やってるんだけどね、ポッドキャストで。みんな難しい話時々してる。
It's very difficult. Sure. yeah. Anyway, it looks really cool. You've done a really good job, all three of you. Yeah, it looks super professional.
うん。なので、一応ですね、サッカーと英語の勉強会っていうのをやろうとしてて、まだね、公開になってない情報なので、詳しくは言えないんですけど、8月の28日は東京でやる予定です。で、30、31、1日は僕が拠点にしてる浜松の場所で、小中学生対象に、誰が来てもいいってやってるので、まあ、もしお近くで興味がある方いましたら、フットボール&イングリッシュのインスタの方で情報を出すつもりですので、チェックしてみてください。
So you sounds like you've had a busy summer too. It feels like having listened to you talk now, feels like you've been busy working and I've just been having fun all summer.
ね。
Have you done anything fun?
あんまり、あとね、もう一個雑誌も作ってたの。週休マガジンっていう雑誌も作ってて、それずっとインタビューしててさ、アジアの人のやつをトランスレーションとインタビューしてて、それも大変だったな、ずっと毎日。Yeah.やってたかも、英語と日本語のやつ。
So have you done anything fun? Or just work all the time?
いやー、仕事し、7月の初めに、うん、なんか、埼玉に遊びに行ったぐらいかな。それ以外は遊んでないかもしれない。Okay. まあもうちょっと、まあでもあれだよ、ユーロは楽しいんだ。ほぼ見てた、
course.
いつも。
Yeah, of course. I've even forgotten about the Euros. It feels like that was so long ago. Yeah, that, okay, let's quickly talk about that then, because that was a strange tournament, I felt.I did not get into this one at all. I didn't watch much. The early group games when it was on at like 10 PM, I watched a bunch of them. But I didn't wake up once for any of the other matches.
僕は結構見たんだけどね、グループステージの方がね、トミー面白かった試合多かったよ。スモールカントリーズがすごい頑張ってて、その試合とかはすごい面白かったけど、なんかだんだんこうノックアウトステージ入ると、なんて言うんだろうな、ディフェンシブで、まあ、スペインはすごかった。スペインは自分たちのサッカーでポジションで、なんかアップデートしてるな、面白いな、ヤマルすげえ、とか、なんかその面白い、yeah. 面白みあったんだけど、まあ、イングランドですよね、そのすごいわかりやすいのは。
Yeah, well, I was fighting with people a lot, like people I know, friends of mine, and things who, so many English people I know wanted Southgate to be fired, like after the first game. And I was like,You don't have to play good football at tournaments. All you have to do is win. All you have to do is get through to the next stage. You're not trying to build a team for like the next World Cup or like in for example, Tottenham right now, they're building a team for the next 5 years. You don't do that at the Euros. You're trying to win now. So I got really actually annoyed at people who were complaining about Southgate because...Who cares? Okay, it was boring. No worries. You're through to the next round. Who cares? Just enjoy it. So I was hoping they'd win just to make everyone kind of feel silly for doubting Southgate. But I mean, to get them to the final was impressive.
Yeah, yeah すごい
There's no doubt that they could do better. 100% they could do better. But, you know, you can't argue with the results.
ね。これね、僕ね、その、トミーに反論じゃないけど、日本代表を見てる時の感情と結構似てた。
うん。
なんか、いつものリーグのいつもの選手たちのパフォーマンスが出せればもっと面白いのにみたいなやつを常に抱きながら見てる感じで、その感情はね、なんかどっかで見たことあるなと思って、やっぱりこう、守って個人の力で頑張ってくださいみたいな展開が多いから、やっぱなんかもうちょっとできるでしょうっていう思いはありましたが、
うん。But can you say any country doesn't have that, apart from maybe Spain this year? France is the same. France have so many good players, but they're often criticized for being very defensive. I think they scored、うん、one goal that wasn't not from a penalty or an own goal、
うん、
with Mbappe and all of those amazing players. Australia have the same problem often. Like, I think it's just international football, when you've got so many players from different styles of teams coming together, they may have 2 weeks of preparation.It's very difficult to get them to play in a really exciting and attractive way. So, yeah, I totally understand you want to watch interesting football, but just kind of let it evolve a little bit.
ね、それは感じたかな。なんかこう結構割と守って最後一撃で勝ちに行くっていうのはトレンドになってるなっていう気はしましたね。けどそれをさ、やっぱスペインが倒してくれたから、また変わるかなっていう気はするんで。うん。
Yeah. But I did watch...a lot of Copa America, and that was a very different tournament. That was just like, it feels like I was just watching fights with a little bit of soccer sometimes. Like it was mostly just teams fighting against each other. sometimes they would kick the ball, but most of the time it was just pulling shirts, tripping, diving, cheating, doing whatever you could to win it. And super interesting to watch that tournament.And then, of course, all of the crowd trouble as well.
アメリカでやってたんだよね。アメリカでやってて、コントロールできなかったんだよね、そのファンの。ね。
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Good luck trying to control. Like, I mean, Darwin Nunez, he went into the stands to fight fans.
見た。
Yeah. Rodrigo Bendinger plays for Tottenham, threw a bottle at fans. I think Nunez actually threw a chair as well.At the end
いや、あれはひどかった。見たことないよ、あんな選手がスタンド入ってって殴り合うなんて、もう。
I've seen it a few times, but that was definitely, that was bad. Yeah, like crazy, crazy level. So yeah, the Copa America was a very different tournament. Like I said, just fighting with a little bit of football sometimes.
アメリカ、なんか変えないとダメだろうね。セキュリティのシステムね、スタジアムのね。
Yeah, well, I think what you'll find is, I think a lot of people are kind of concerned about the World Cup, but FIFA will never let that happen. Like, yeah.The security will be so much more aggressive and strong, I think. Again, it was another continental tournament that had the problems because it was UEFA last time, the Euros at Wembley, the final. Good documentary on Netflix about that, England versus Italy.
それ見てない、見ないと。
Yeah, it's good. That was run by UEFA. So we haven't seen that at a FIFA event, and I don't think we will. FIFA won't let that happen.
あとね、トミー。あの、ユーロの間、アベマで放送されてたんだけど、まあありがたかったんだけど、ほんとアベマ。あの、51試合あったんだけど、70% 近くがね、あの、英語の実況と解説だったの。
だ
割と僕は楽しめましたね、ユーロ。うん。
Yeah, 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 it was good.
それはなんかこれ、無理しなくてもこれでもいいよって思ったけど、まあ、日本のね、こう、大事な試合のやつはやっぱり日本語で流れてて、まあ、そらしょうがないっていうふうに思ったんだけど、他の試合結構英語で聞けてて、あと、オリンピックもね、TVerで結構見てたんだけど、英語がほとんどだったんだけど、なかなか結構面白い感じでしたね。音源はおそらく BBC かもしくは ITV のものがユーロは流れてたんだけど、やっぱだいぶね、差を感じましたね。詳しいな、やっぱりこの人たちっていうふうに思ったし、あと女性の実況と解説もね、良かったですね。
The biggest thing for me was,I've said it before, the Japanese commentary, they always lower the crowd sound so much. Like, you can't hear the atmosphere. So it sounds like two guys talking in a room, which is what it is. They're not at the stadium. They're in a studio somewhere.
それだろうね。
You can feel it, right?
うん。
Yeah, so it makes a huge difference.
なので、まあ、今シーズンからさ、Unext に移って、まあ、これもね、ちょっとコンプレインしたいんですけど、
So, okay, so I was going to ask you to end this episode. Can you please explain how I subscribe to watch the Premier League? I need to have two packages?
So, yeah, Unext に入ってサッカーパックに入らんだめ。
So I need to sign up for Unext. It's like 1200 yen?
で、さらにサッカーパックみたいなのがあるから、それに入る。
1600 yen。
そう。けど、割引されるから、おそらく2つ足した金額じゃなくなる。
So,
it's complicated.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's so dumb. Just make it easy for people. I want to watch Premier League. Just make it easy for me to watch the Premier League. Like they talk about points. So you pay for it, right? And then you get the points back. How do I use those points? What do I use? Like,
そうだよ。
It's just so stupid. Make it simple for people.
本当に。So, けど、まずは Spotify に怒りたいです、僕は。まずはね。
Yeah.
けどこれやろ。ストリーミングの今年バージョンやりたいからまた。
Yeah, more basically another 30 minutes of complaining. But seriously, I want to know, like, I have to pay 3,800 yen per month to watch the Premier League. Right? That's correct?
そう。
And then maybe I get those back as points that I can use some other time?
だから、その、いや、俺もあんま分かってない。
だから。見たいね。
詳しい人に聞こう。
Does anyone understand it? Please tell us, let us know. I mean, all this is doing is telling people, just go and watch illegal streams. If you make it this difficult for people to understand, they're not going to do it. They're going to go and find something for free and make it easy.
本当にそうよ。
It's just such bad business.
なんか毎年さ、この8月にさ、なんかこうカオス見たくなってさ、どんな世界よって思うよね。なんか、変な。
And the same problem exists. Again, we should probably save this for the actual streaming episode. How do I watch the football at a pub?
はい。
I like, so annoying. These companies just try and get money and subscribers without thinking about the product whatsoever. Really frustrating.
ね。なんか、変なビジネスの巻き込まれてるなって、本当に思うわ。なんか毎年毎年こんな風になって。
And this is like a 50-year contract or something, right? It's something stupidly long.
7 years.
7 years? Seven years, yeah. Oof.
上げるよ、絶対。毎年こうやって。上げてくよ、
exactly.
7 years.
Yeah. I can't believe the Premier League did that, to be honest. 7 years in one country. Yeah. Anyway, if you know how to watch the Premier League, please tell us. Because, yeah, I would like to know.
あと、トピックをさ、皆さんから募集したいなと思ってまして。先週、トミーと、こんな話題がいいんじゃないかっていうのを二人で喋ったんですけど、ちょっとだけ、紹介します。チャンピオンシップ、日本人が増えてるので、二部について喋りたい。オリンピックのサッカー、実際やる価値あるの?と。ヨーロッパのクラブがあれだけこう招集を拒否している大会にどれだけの価値があるのか。ソーシャルメディアですね。SNS の誹謗中傷問題。あと、僕が気になってるのはね、J リーグの負けたチームを、スタジアムでファンがクリティサイズするシーン。あれいるっていう。あれもう帰ってもいいんじゃないかっていうのと、タトゥーですね。僕やりたいの、これ。また変なやつ。タトゥー、サウジアラビア、ドーピング、ギャンブル問題。いろいろあるんですけど、皆さんからの、お便りお待ちしております。トピック、こんなことを聞いてみたい。こんな話をしてみたらどうですか?あとね、すごい嬉しいのはですね、喋って、話題に対して感想のメールをいただけるのも実はすごく嬉しいので、聞いた後に英語と日本語で、こうメールをいただけると僕たち次の週に読みますので、読んでからまた新しいトピックとかアイデアが浮かんでくるので、積極的に読みたいなっていうふうに思ってるので、ご意見お便りありましたらぜひお待ちしております。
Yeah, I get the feeling that some people are kind of maybenervous or afraid to send in their feedback. We'd love to hear, good or bad, please. You can do it anonymously on our website. You don't have to put your name, so you can be as critical as you want. You can say, Tommy, you're an idiot. Please shut up. Or you can be really happy with what we're doing. Anything. We'd love to hear from you. It、ね、makes it better.
あれさ、やっぱモチベーションになるよね。このさ、スラックに届いてさ、わ、なんか来てるみたいなさ。ね、
yeah.
ね、
and even if it's if it's an Arsenal fan complaining about me talking about Tottenham, I get even more motivation. So,
ah, それは一時期ありましたね。トミーのアーセナル批判が聞いてられませんってやつね。
That's right. So yeah, please, we'd love to
hear from you. けど、褒めるだけじゃなくて、逆バージョンもね、僕らはすごい参考になりますので、そっちもあるんですね。
Yeah, exactly. ね。Yeah. I think negative feedback is very good. Unless it's like, just, if it's mean, but so far it's been pretty good. Like, you know, I didn't like this. Yeah, we'd love to hear from that. That sort of feedback.
ね。今のところメールでいただけると、まあ不思議なんだけど、ポッドキャストはしっかりとした文章で来るので、なんか、そう。すごい価値があるメッセージが多いなっていう風に感じてるのでね。なんかツイッターで一言つぶやかれるより、あのメールでいただけてるのはすごい嬉しいので、ぜひとも皆さんからのお便りお待ちしております。
Yeah, please get in touch. Alrighty, that ends the summer recap.
うん、なんかいい感じウォーミングアップできた気がします。
Yeah, I still need a couple more weeks, I think, of practice.
ね。
Yeah.
来週は、なんだっけ、プレディクション。
Predictions.Yeah,
いいですね。
So, unfortunately, we're going to miss the Premier League start, as in, we'll be a week late.
そっか。一周スタートしてからのプレディクション。うん。
Yeah.
あの、一個突っ込まないといけないのはさ、J リーグのプレディクションさ、全然ダメだよね。
No, we're doing well.
あ、そう？
え、J リーグ predictions?
うん。
You said Machida will win the league, right?
いや、Machida は俺3位ぐらいだから、浦和レッズとかにしてるはずだよ。
Well, still, I think you deserve some credit because you said Machida until July, Machida would be first, I think you said. So, yeah. And I said Ohashi Yuki for top scorer. Well, he did very well and now he plays in England.
まあ、それは当たりです、トミー。
And he scored a goal today for Blackburn.
ね。いや、それは喋りたいですね。
I think we did pretty well with those predictions.
あ、そう。
Well, at least a couple of them.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll try again next week. Yep.Alrighty, thank you very much as always for listening. We're looking forward to another big season. Hopefully you'll join us for the ride. See you again next week.
皆様からのお便りお待ちしております。サッカーと英語と Google で調べていただけると上の方に来ると思います。各回エピソード下の方にですね、メッセージ欄、メッセージ送れますので、そちらからお便りなどお待ちしております。それではまた来週です。Bye for now.